Speaking of climate change, that was Al Gore heading into Trump Tower for a meeting with President-elect Trump on Monday. Gore is, of course, one of the leading voices for aggressive action to fight the climate crisis, while Trump, as I mentioned earlier, has called climate change a hoax. The meeting with Gore gave people some hope that Trump could pivot on the issue. Today, though, a very different signal from the Trump team. Reports that Trump has picked Scott Pruitt to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Pruitt is Oklahoma's attorney general and a close ally of the fossil fuel industry. That's a clear sign that the Trump administration plans to dismantle what President Obama has put in place on climate change. And here's another signal. A Trump transition advisor said the incoming administration wants NASA to focus less on the Earth and more on space. That would cut the agency's focus on climate change. Here's more from Amy Martin.
When you think NASA, you probably picture moon landings, Mars rovers, and telescopes aimed at distant stars. But Matthew Upton pictures fish.
I work at ROFR's Ocean Fishing Forecasting Service. We do a bunch of different things with the satellite data.
NASA actually has a suite of Earth-orbiting satellites, which track everything from vegetation to volcanic activity. Upton says his company collects data from 10 to 20 of those satellites every day, which they organize into charts and sell to fishermen heading out to sea.
It saves people money and time in the long run, instead of just heading offshore and hoping for the best.
But the future of NASA's Earth-oriented satellites could be in jeopardy. In a recent report in The Guardian, a senior advisor to President-elect Trump said he hopes to steer NASA away from Earth science and focus almost exclusively on space exploration. That would be a big change.
Earth has always been part of the NASA portfolio.
Waleed Abdulati is a former chief NASA scientist. He notes that the first line of the NASA charter defines its purpose as the expansion of human knowledge of the Earth and of phenomena in the atmosphere and space.
And the list of things that NASA should be doing, that appears as number one.
Abdulati says the view of the whole Earth that NASA has from space is critical to national security and smart policymaking. He cites monitoring of melting polar ice caps as just one example.
There are things that could happen in West Antarctica that will make the difference between 2 feet of sea level rise this century and 20 feet of sea level rise this century. And if we don't pay attention to that, we're at great risk.
But for many critics, NASA's focus on tracking things like melting ice and other indicators of climate change follows more of a political agenda than a scientific one. Robert Walker, the Trump advisor and former Pennsylvania congressman who spoke to The Guardian, has called the activities of what's known as NASA Earth as politically correct environmental monitoring. He told The Guardian that while climate research is necessary, it has been heavily politicized. On that point, at least, some climate researchers actually agree. Stephen Running is a professor at the University of Montana and the chair of the Earth Science Subcommittee for the NASA Advisory Council.
I mean, we simply got into this field to try to understand the Earth system, and it's to our horror that people turn this into a political football when we're just trying to deliver facts.
And Running says climate research is just one part of NASA Earth. Information from the satellites is used to plan military missions, forecast crop yields, track wildfires, and prepare for extreme weather events.
You look at hurricanes. We see the hurricanes coming days in advance. It didn't used to be that way before satellites. Agriculture, of course, drought monitoring, and it turns out fishermen follow ocean temperatures.
Fishermen like Matthew Upton.
Yeah, satellites are our business.
And Upton says his business isn't only about fishing. His company also uses NASA satellite data to improve safety on oil rigs and plan shipping routes and more. And if the incoming Trump administration pulls the plug on NASA Earth, they'd be pulling the plug on all of this and Upton's company.
I think we'd be out of business, but I mean, it's a bigger deal than just, you know, a few small companies. The bigger picture is that it's providing data for us, for the world, to survive in the future.
Neither Robert Walker nor other members of the Trump transition team responded to our interview requests, so it's unclear how much the new administration might try to change NASA's focus. But another indication may have come last week when a key former congressional staffer was named to the transition team for NASA. Christopher Schenck served as a top aide to Representative Lamar Smith of Texas, the chair of the House Science Committee. Smith denies the reality of human-caused climate change. For The World, Amy Martin, Boulder, Colorado.